We're now going to open it to the press. This is a, so we're going to combine this with our normal Monday press conference. So we would invite the media to come up on the stage or in the front row. No. In 1993, North High School was actually flooded. It's a lot better than 93.
But I mean the flooding has been.
Well, you know, we've dealt with flooding before, and I think Iowans have done a very good job. I have now declared 47 of the 99 counties a disaster because of flood-related problems. In 1993, we had 100% of the counties, all 99 counties. This year it's 47. The water is starting to recede. We're going to be going to see some of the worst flood areas today. We're going to be going to New Hartford, and we're also going to be going to Cedar Rapids and Iowa City area. But as you know, those areas were harder hit in 2008. Central Iowa was harder hit in 93. But this has been definitely a challenging year, and there's still farmers that have not been able to get all their crops in the ground, and we have significant areas that are going to require replanting because of flood damage. I think we've learned from every experience. Actually, Central Iowa was able to handle 2008 a lot better because of the experience we had in 93. I think Eastern Iowa, of course, was hit very hard in 2008, but from what I understand, and a lot of preparation has gone on and a lot of effort has taken place, but seems to be managed better this time. Obviously, the flooding, the crest is not, doesn't appear that it's going to be anywhere near as high as it was, say, in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City in the year 2008. Well, we're going to be doing a nationwide search. Jason Glass has done a great job, we're sorry to see him go back to Eagle County, where he did great work before. But I certainly understand the attraction of being superintendent in that school district where he provided leadership in the past. He's been an important part of our team, along with Linda Fennell and the other and the people in the Department of Education. We're going to name an acting director, and then we'll do a nationwide search. And I would expect that sometime this summer I'll be in a position to announce a new director for the Department of Education. Well, I think if you look at it, there is a financial sacrifice to public service in state government. And if you look at most of our department heads, you see in many cases people in local governments, in other comparable positions in the private sector make considerably more money. That's just the situation. But I still feel confident that we can attract competent, quality people who are really focused on public service and feel a real passion for education and improving education for all of Iowa students.
Governor, I know today is a day to celebrate what you've just accomplished, but what still needs to be done in education reform?
Well, it's going to be critically important that we focus on implementing the new reforms that are going to occur over the next 5 years, and that's why the new director of education is going to be very important, because that agency is going to have an important responsibility. But also, obviously, teachers are going to be given more opportunities through this new career leadership system that's being put in place. I think it's an opportunity for parents and families to have more independence and more opportunity in the education of their children. So I look at this as an opportunity for all of us to continue to work together to restore Iowa's leadership position and to improve achievement for all Iowa students. We're going to continue to look at those things that we think can enhance and improve student achievement in Iowa. So we're going to, just as we did this year, we focused in and I think improved on the recommendations that we made. Remember, this all began with the Education Summit that we had in 2011, and then we had legislation last year that created a lot of the task forces that led to many of the recommendations that were included in the legislation that was approved this year. This is an ongoing process of continuous improvement, but we now need to move into the implementation stage and look at how we're progressing in terms of these new achievements and what kind of additional fine-tuning or improvements we can make.
I was going to add one thing to that, Governor.
Sure.
That's okay. We're taking a little bit of a step in that direction already with the National Career Readiness Certificate that is in place. That really is an opportunity for juniors and seniors to take the testing to help see if they are career ready, to help testify to what their strengths and weaknesses are, and then there's a remediation piece to that. So in a sense, that's already being implemented through workforce development and the access points in every school district across the state of Iowa to continue to give students that opportunity to learn to see where they can be successful in the future and where their interests lie.
Can we take a step down the road of reforming the financing of schools with the property tax piece this year? Do you think that finance system is the right process for Iowa in the future if you want to make more changes?
Well, I think we made a very significant positive step when we replaced the old allowable growth system with supplemental state aid. So the additional growth in spending for schools in Iowa will come from state aid, not property tax. And there is a disparity depending upon whether you live in a property-rich or property-poor district. And the Iowa legislature actually started addressing this way back in the 1960s, and significant improvement has been made over the decades. But I think the step we made this year in basically saying the additional growth in funding for schools will come in supplemental state aid and not a combination of state aid and property tax is a very significant positive step forward in the equity of our school foundation formula. There's always more that can be done, and we'll continue to review and evaluate that, but I think we'll look back at this as, and I was governor before when we made some substantial steps in reducing our property tax dependency and making our formula more equitable. And I would say Iowa is better than many states, better than most states in that area, but we can continue to improve on that in future years as well.
Governor, what's the time frame for appointing new regents to the board, and who are you looking for? What types of people, what backgrounds are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for people with backgrounds similar to the people that unfortunately the Senate did not confirm. Craig Lang, I thought, had a tremendous leadership experience and background from his leadership of the Iowa Farm Bureau and his commitment to protecting Iowa families and students from increases in tuition. In fact, this is the first year in 30 years there will be no increase in resident tuition for Iowa, the Iowa colleges and universities under the region system. That's a significant accomplishment. He also moved forward in much more transparency. I think that is another very positive step for our universities. He also helped select a new president for Iowa State, Stephen Leith, who's doing an excellent job, and Bill Rood is going to be the new president of the University of Northern Iowa. Everything I've heard about him is very positive. So I think he has a real legacy of leadership, and we need to build on that. I also think having somebody that had the experience that Robert Kramer has in terms of overseeing major construction projects, considering especially the amount of construction that's going to be going on at the University of Iowa here in the next few years, is an asset to consider. Now, I'm going to be interviewing people for those positions here in the very near future, and I hope to be able to make a decision in within the next couple of weeks. We'll make that decision relatively soon as well. We'll name an acting director, and then we'll move forward with the nationwide search, which has already begun.
Governor, when can Iowans realistically expect positive benefits from the legislation signed today? Are you preaching patience or?
Well, I think we need to recognize this is phased in over a five-year period, and you're not going to see instantaneous results. But North High School, one of the reasons why we chose to be here at North High School to sign this, in the last 3 years, by implementing this new approach towards teacher leadership, this school has gone from near the bottom to being middle of the pack. So they made dramatic improvements in 3 years. I hope we can see this all over the state of Iowa in the not too distant future. Right.
And so I have two questions for you. One, how confident are you that will get a waiver approved, and what do you hope to hear from these hearings?
Well, not only do I think we're going to get a waiver approved, I think HHS at the national level is going to try to point this out as a great example of cooperation and bipartisanship and how you can actually improve the health for the citizens of your state. And so in other words, I think we're not only getting it approved, I think it'll be touted by HHS as a great example of state leadership in addressing this critical issue of improving health for the citizens. And so I'm very excited about it. I think it was a long and difficult battle, but I think it's very consistent with our goal of being the healthiest state in the nation, and with the idea of getting people to take ownership of their own health and having a shared responsibility in, indeed, reducing health care costs and having healthier citizens.
And what are you hoping to hear from the hearings?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but the hearings are a required, necessary step in this process, and this is going to give – we've had a lot of public input. Lieutenant Governor and I have had a lot of town hall meetings and a lot of discussions. This is another opportunity for citizens to give some input. We anticipate by the end of this month submitting our application for the waiver, and we're very optimistic it will be approved. I think indications from the very first time I met with Secretary Sebelius on this issue has been that they were very open to what we were, the ideas that we had. And I think as this went through the legislative process, we were able to gain broad-based bipartisan support.
It's just also a way to walk through the bill so people better understand what is being implemented and what we're asking for in the waiver. So it's a great opportunity to really explain it and walk through it and talk about the difference that will make in the health of Iowans across the state.
Is it getting wetter or drier? I'd ask them. You know, that's the point. Weather is always going to change. And, you know, I've been governor during droughts and floods, and we just went from a drought to a flood. And so I guess, you know, those people that have lived longer than I have seen a lot more in terms of climate change and whatever. I think we have to be prepared and deal with that in the best way we can. And I'm very proud of the progress we've made since 93, this North High School was flooded. Des Moines suffered substantial damage. I remember riding in Marine One helicopter with President Clinton as we surveyed all the flood damage here in both the Des Moines and Raccoon River Valley. And then, of course, we saw what happened in 2008. And as recently as last year, we were suffering a significant drought. So I guess we have to deal with whatever weather conditions come along, and we need to be as well prepared as possible. But I don't think there's any simple answer to that.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.